KEXP 90.3, it's Audio Oasis, the local music program. My name is Sean Nelson, and I am, what's the word, thrilled, delighted. If we were in Great Britain, I would say chuffed. Mm. But I don't have a lot of experience being psyched, but I think I might be psyched to welcome Cataldo live. Take it away, boys.
What a mess. Wearing black slacks and maroon rayon vest. Trying not to be provincial, trying to be direct. Hey, can you leave the screen door cracked? And no, you don't even have to ask to take the photograph, to take a photograph. Statement haircut, 5 feet tall. Back to Deerfield in the fall, and I can still see you drinking something questionable outside that pizza shop, trying to make the townies laugh, hustling a ride to Western Mass. Just like, ooh, a photograph. Just like, ooh, a photograph.
It's fun to play the song Photograph. It's fun to tune your guitar. It's fun to count in the next song, which is called The Person You'd Be Proud Of. Thank you. feel so lucky. All I can think of is you dying, 'cause I'm worried that life owes me one. But the arbitrary happenstance of tragedy is tragic. So the more that these days wear on, the more lucky I become. Yeah, that's why the voice in my mind, though it's inevitably crowded, and I'll try to be the type of person you'd be proud of. All weeklies think it's a coach, some hack job that got sold in the room, a souvenir, a Hallmark card, a little banjo hit or swing. That doesn't mean that it's not true. Who could lie to you? Beam of light, though it's inevitably crowded. You know I'll try to be the type.
KEXP, it's 90.3 Audio Oasis, local music, live in the studio, played by the band Cataldo. Greetings, band Cataldo.
Jean.
Hi.
It's so good to be here.
Eric Anderson, would you care to please introduce the large band?
I would love to.
The capacious
To my left on electric guitar, I have Matt Beatty.
There's plenty more where that came from.
To the left of Matt, we have one Rob Hanlon playing keys and some saxophone. Just silence appropriately. Next, right. Great. And then moving right along, we have Stephen Baldock playing bass guitar. Then Aaron Benson playing some aux percussion and other auxy type of things. And then finally to my right, one very, very wonderful drummer, Alex Westcoat.
What does that mean, aux percussion?
I think it means auxiliary to...
Oh, ox.
Right.
I thought you meant made of the skin of an ox.
Or like an oxen, right.
Because those are hand drums. And Aaron, you don't have a microphone, but...
That's okay.
If you shout it out, does it... this is maybe the most banal question of all time, but don't your hands hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, Aaron Benson is... with all due respect to all the drummers in the room, certainly one of the finest drummers I've ever known, but... You're playing with your hands exclusively tonight, and you even hit the cymbal with your hands.
This way I get closer to the drums.
Right.
I can actually feel them.
A lot of drummers need to mediate with a stick.
I've gotten past sticks.
I think
sticks.
That's really sad.
Right, we're beyond sticks. All right, excellent. So I guess my first question is, how does it feel to be the only band in this zip code who's not playing at the Upstream Music Festival?
Well, let me just tell you about my personal history with Polly Allen.
Okay.
No. We actually tried to work it out at a funny venue, and it didn't happen, but there's always next year,
right.
I hope.
Certain other bands represented within your band will be playing.
Absolutely. One Ruler will be playing the Barsook record stage.
Right.
There he goes again.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I know bands where a person gets fined for doing something like that. Clearly you're not the taskmaster you have gained a reputation for being.
I bet you did for it.
You know, I actually do think I have a maybe Matt might owe me a small fortune if we are gonna take some fees when it comes to shred fees.
Shred fees.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Well, Eric, you were in here, not in here, but in the other room, mm-hmm. just very recently, seems like only yesterday to mm-hmm. me because time has changed a lot, and it was actually probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
That sounds
like
that. About right, sure.
So yesterday, and we talked a lot about kind of the, you know, the process by which you made this record, and it did make me curious to, it's not really, I mean, there's a flippant way to ask, but how it feels for the guys in the band to sort of know that their necks are on the chopping block if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Right.
Do you want to answer for them?
I think I feel super comfortable doing that. I actually mandate that I speak first in any band rehearsal, so this is just fitting with, you know, the normal MO at a Cataldo practice. But they seem to tolerate me. I don't know. Steven, you got a mic. What do you think?
All I know is to call you Papa.
Yeah, they all call me Daddy, and it works out from there.
Well, just in case everyone listening now wasn't listening then,
right?
It's hard to imagine, but it does happen. Do you want to talk a little bit about sort of the process of making this record? It did take a while.
Yeah, it was a long one. I wrote songs and slowly but surely took them into kind of big fancy recording studios and tracked them with big bands, not unlike this. And then would take them home and tinker and decide what to keep and what to add to and where GarageBand actually has a better sounding synth or whatever. And then we'd go back to a big studio and do it all over again. And so we kind of did the, the Recording Engineer of Seattle Full Employment Act by going to many studios. I think we've hit maybe four or five kind of big ones here, Avast and Studio X and Hall of Justice and you name it. My bedroom. Sure. We've hit them all. So it was a long road, but it feels really good to have it imminently be out.
And you never panicked?
No, slowly but surely. Plan the work and work the plan. Yeah, that's a good Norwegian dad saying.
That's bumper sticker worthy, to be sure.
Yep.
So what is the timeline with the record? When does it come out? And when are all you have the Nerd Prom is coming up, but it's sold out.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm. Okay, so record's out April 28th. We are playing a big release show at Century Ballroom, which is on Capitol Hill. We're dubbing it Nerd Prom, and so people are dressing up. But there's a photo booth. There's a sprung dance floor that was built in 1908, and it's going to be a pretty fun show. Other than that, we are also playing at Numo's on June 10th with the band Pickwick at their CD release show. So I think that just got announced, so there should be some tickets.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. You got two more songs for us tonight.
I sure do.
Let's hear them.
All right.
This is Cataldo live on Audio Oasis here on KEXP. Than a tangerine.
feel your little heartbeat.
Thank you for listening to KEXP, where the music truly matters. That was a song called Little Heartbeat from the band Cataldo. This is a song called Straight Up Western. Same artist. Here we go. Western chasing daylight, routed through the central plains. Swear half of me was made for something wild, and half was made for something plain. Out with the vampires after the show, but it won't be long. Too old to go. When the room's too crowded with the shouters at the bar, and it's all that I can do to walk you outside to the car. Psycho buzzing when I triple check the locks on all the doors. I feel you touch me soft voice in white noise.
listener-powered KEXP. That's Cataldo playing live right here in the studio. It sounded fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much for having
us. Thank
you, John.
I just, point of grammatical order, I just have a question about the, not the last song you played, uh-huh. which is called Straight Up Western, but sure. the one before, which uh-huh. is called Little Heartbeat.
Of course.
And the refrain is it, I just want to feel your little heartbeat?
That's right.
Are you saying that the heartbeat itself is little, or is it the heart, is it the beating of a little heart?
Okay,
and
Sean?
Does this person have more than one heart, and you just want the...
It's actually about an octopus.
Okay.
Owner of three hearts. I've seen Little Dory. Okay, so this is a great question, and I went back and forth when it came to how to write it on the record.
Yeah.
Of course, as you said, it could be little heart beat.
Right.
Three words. Or a little heartbeat, heartbeat being a thing, a noun.
Right.
That's one word. And that's where I landed. Although, you know, I just like to really leave my songs up to the listeners.
Right,
to
you want to let the art speak for itself.
That's
I understand.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Speaking mm-hmm. of art speaking for itself, let me ask you an invasive question about the instrumentation. One instrument in particular,
yes,
featured
please.
On Little Heartbeat.
Uh-huh.
There's really no delicate way of saying that the mm-hmm. saxophone is a signifier of a certain time. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily just that one time. Uh-huh. Obviously, the saxophone is featured in all through the 20th century.
Sure.
And even into the 21st. But there is a certain saxophony that is associated with mm-hmm. the 1980s.
Uh-huh, sure.
And we talked a little bit about the 1980s feel on your new
mm-hmm,
record.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know, both from you and the saxophonist in question, saxophonist?
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
All right, whichever you prefer. Whether you were like, you know what this needs? Saxophone. Or if you were like, this part, what? It's not working on the piano. It's not working on the synthesizer. How did you get there?
Well, when you look at Rob, you'll see he has two keyboards in front of him.
It will be frustrating for radio listeners.
Well, you know.
But there are cameras here, and they'll be able to see it.
Right.
KEXP.
If one were to look, you'd see two keyboards, and you'd see a microphone that occasionally plays saxophone. So the implication, mm-hmm. the microphone doesn't play saxophone, it really records saxophone.
Only. But
anyway. And so the implication is that at some point Rob was like, I think I should stop playing keys and start playing saxophone.
Right.
And the provenance of the saxophone in the Cataldo records is actually not like that. It's me begging Rob to play saxophone.
Oh, I see.
So Rob, please.
He begged, yeah.
Yeah, please tell the room just your relationship with the saxophone. It's complicated.
I mean, okay, it's like Eric asked a friend of mine like for a recommendation on a saxophone player. And you know,
I worked my way through the list and eventually landed on Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
It was basically like, I'm not the biggest fan of the saxophone, even though I play it.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I was like, well, I can just come and play as little as possible on your record, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to play any more than that. So I think that's why.
But you're a reluctant saxophone player.
Absolutely.
I try and look for musicians that have a high amount of sort of self-loathing on their own instrument.
Well, and Seattle is a target-rich environment for that sort of work, as I in my experience. But I'm curious, how long did you spend learning how to play the saxophone before you developed this disdain
oh,
for
man.
It?
Oh, man. You know, it was just at the beginning. I mean, I've been playing since I was maybe like 8 or 9, mm-hmm. And then I played all through high school and
right.
all that, and a little bit into college, and then I was like, what am I doing? I was a jazz
sure.
sax player, and I was
sure.
just like, what am I doing? This is not my thing.
Right.
So at that point, I was just like, I'm going to put this down for a while, and it just has crept back into my life in the most insidious of ways,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm playing saxophone in a band on the radio, which
yeah.
is like not what I expected.
Congratulations, yeah. you've arrived.
I've been here. Yeah.
All right, we are going to wrap it up here, but thank you very much to Cataldo. The record comes out in 3 weeks.
That's right, man, it's creeping up.
And then what? And then what will you do?
We're going on the road. We'll be on the West Coast the first week of May. We'll be in LA on the 10th of May and San Francisco on the 9th and probably somewhere in between there around those dates. I would assume that seems
that's
like a thing
shrewd,
people would do.
Shrewd routing.
That's right.
Excellent. All right. Well, the record is called Keepers. It comes out on April 28th. They're playing at the Century Ballroom on that very day, April mm-hmm. 28th.
Yep.
And at Numo's with Pickwick on June 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Cataldo, thank you guys very much.
Thank you so much, Sean.
And we're going to get back to the pre-recorded music here on KEXP 90.3 Seattle.